an epidemic, either naturally caused or intentionally caused, is the most likely thing to cause, say, 10 million excess deaths. As we've seen various flu scares come along, we haven't had a super good response. So the paradigmatic examples are smallpox for an intentionally caused thing, that there was a simulation called Dark Winter that didn't come out very well, i.e. smallpox scored one and humanity scored zero. Flu epidemics, where, you know, we always talk about the potential recurrence of a 1917-like Spanish flu problem, and then Ebola.
You're excited about the technology innovation that's going on around this sort of RNA area. Can you talk us through, you know, where we're at, how optimistic you are that we can really accelerate the process of getting a vaccine developed?
Well, there's no licensed product using these technologies, so they're still, in terms of immunogenicity, duration, some questions to be answered. You know, there's early animal data that shows real promise. And there's a lot of entities, government entities, our foundation and others, who've been working with the pharma companies and new entrants like Moderna and CureVac and saying, okay, what types of diseases would this work for? So if the platform comes along, it will be a valuable tool for the ongoing infectious diseases where we still have a gigantic burden. It'll be valuable for epidemics and potentially as a tool to limit the effect of bioterrorism. So it's very exciting. You know, I think it's too bad in a way that we had to have these epidemics to get us to move. But, you know, I'm going to the Munich Security Conference partly so that people... You know, I think bioterrorism is this scary thing, but potentially if people understand that the investments against bioterrorism, against natural epidemics, and to improve our situation on the diseases that are out there, that you can get sort of a triple benefit and not just vaccines.